I'd like to welcome to Art of the Year Spotlight from the Dunes Arts Foundation, Dunes Summer Theater. But they have a whole bunch of things going on, especially with their youth theater program. And they're going to tell you all about it. But we'd like to welcome two of the people that are going to be involved with that, Michael Fallon and Danielle Kerr. And of course, Elise Carmani is there to kind of corral everybody into place if they need more information. All of you, welcome to Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, nice meeting all of you. And nice to see you again, Elise.
Good to see you.
We'll start with Danielle and tell us a little bit about what you have planned for the theater program.
Yeah, so I have the privilege of working directly with Michael this summer. So we will be co-teaching the music theater class starting on July 9th. It runs to July 25th. And it's a three-day a week program for 2 hours, so slightly more intensive than last year. It's open to ages 8 through 18, so come one, come all. If you have an elementary schooler, a middle schooler, or a high schooler who's interested, we'd love to have you. We're going to focus on solo and group numbers. As musical theater is a multidisciplinary art form, we will have components of the class that focus on vocal technique and singing and acting the song, doing scenes as well, and also a movement component. So it'll be a really fun, intense but fun, is what I'll call it, course for a lot of different age groups. And Michael?
Sure. Big thing is we want to focus on repertoire that is a little bit more contemporary, a little bit more current, although we'll not be adverse to reaching back for things. Our main focus is to find stuff that meets the needs of the students that we get. One of the things that I'm very proud of that we do is that instead of putting, we do a final performance on the 27th of July. The main focus of what we're trying to do is to meet the needs of the kids. So the students come in, we evaluate where they're at, we talk to them about what kind of things they want to work on, what kind of things they're looking forward to doing, and then we will help them pick repertoire that's appropriate to their age or experience level that will help them grow, and then we'll give them that opportunity in the showcase performance at the end of the 3 weeks to show everybody what they've learned and kind of grown.
So really kind of like a demonstration of what they've done, not really a final performance per se.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to try to polish it to the best of our ability.
Yeah. It will be on the Dunes stage. So we're in the middle of doing Bridges of Madison County. So we will just push back the set and the kids will be right on the set of Bridges. So
that's wonderful. They also good experience that way. I like that you added storytelling to the creative drama and improv. That was really, because then you find, you know, people will find what they're the most happy with and comfortable with. So I thought that was very thoughtful.
Will you be dividing the groups up? Like I see you have like 8 to 18. My wife and I taught theater classes for years, and we found that there was a certain break in age that you could deal with one group and another. So are you going to kind of work it that way, maybe divide them into small groups that are more age appropriate?
Yeah, that is the plan. We'll kind of see where they're at. Both age and experience appropriate, because occasionally you'll get those kids who have had multiple opportunities to perform in a community theater setting or something like that, who maybe have a little bit more experience. But we'll definitely be kind of finding which niche they fit into better. And right now, we've got at least, I think, 20, Elise. Is that about where we're at?
Yep.
And a really nice spread of age ranges, pretty much 8 to 16 at this point in time, very solidly, a few of almost every age in between there. So it's a nice, the kids will have kids about their own age to kind of work with and kind of practice with and that type of thing.
Will the final performance allow for the public to be there, or is it just...
It's free to the public for parents and friends, but also, you know, people just want to see what we're up to. Other parents, maybe their kids didn't get in this summer. They can come see what we do and maybe sign up next year. So I just want to say we are up to 20, but we're keeping this open. And if we have to, we'll hire more teachers. So we want as many kids that as possible that want to learn. So we're keeping it open. We don't have to worry about closing the doors yet, but
something else that will be a cool opportunity this summer with the combination of ages, as Michael was talking about, is we get this opportunity for, of course, split off into different age groups and different experience levels, so kids can be in their zone of proximal development and be appropriately challenged and appropriately supported. But it also gives the younger kids a chance in the showcase to watch and perform with the older kids and learn from older, more experienced students. And it gives those older students the opportunity for mentorship, which I think is really engaging and important for those older students to start stepping into a leadership role. And it's so important to like build that spirit of collaboration and ensemble with kids starting at a really young age and get them supporting and learning from each other as well. And performing on a professional stage like at the Dune Summer Theater, I think is such a cool opportunity for young artists that are interested in pursuing this professionally and working with me and working with Michael and potentially working with some of the other professional actors or getting to watch some of the other professional actors who will be around at the Dunes, I think will be a really great opportunity for kids to get a little bit of a preview into the professional theater world.
How can they find out about the information on doing the classes?
Yeah, just go to our website. It's dunesarts.org, dunesarts.org, and you should be able to sign up right there. Just hit the education button.
Great. That's Danielle Kerr, Michael Fallon, and of course, Elise Cremani from Dunes Arts Foundation and their musical theater class. Thank you so much for coming on Art in the Air Spotlight.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. That's a great offering.
And a spotlight extra. Northwest Indiana contemporary artist Dorothy Graydon will have a new exhibit at the Renaissance Court Gallery in the Cultural Center of Chicago. It is located in the Loop at the corner of Randolph Street and Michigan Avenue, 78 West Washington Street. Art on the Air Spotlight and the complete one-hour program on Lakeshore Public Media is brought to you by McCauley Real Estate in Valparaiso, Olga Patrician, Senior Broker.